So there's a lot of confusion about at what age people are allowed to buy cigarettes and things like that, tobacco products, in our state. It's because Wisconsin's one of only five states that has not yet passed a state law that requires the age be listed as 21 instead of 18. It's not in alignment with federal law. That needs to change, and one of the leaders in this effort is Milwaukee Alderman Peter Burgelis, who has written a letter to the Milwaukee legislative delegation about this, and Peter's with us in the studio. Peter, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive into this. Did I explain that right? What's happening right now? Is there confusion if you're a vendor about at what age and how it's enforced and all that stuff?
Sure. So I serve on the licensing committee in Milwaukee, and one thing we look at when we renew a gas station or a convenience store's food dealer license is if there are any police reports. And underage sale tickets is something that is listed on those licensing reports. Occasionally, we'll see something where there's a police report or a call for service, but no citation was issued. Hey, MPD, why didn't we write a ticket? Well, the person who tried to buy these cigarettes was 19. Well, why didn't we write a ticket to the clerk? Because our ordinance is still 18. Okay, well, let's fix the ordinance. We know federal law is 21. It's been like that for a number of years now. Let's fix our ordinance so that we can write citations appropriately that mirror federal law. City attorney's opinion on that from last summer was that even though state law is flawed, we can't write an ordinance that matches federal law until state law is corrected. So this bill, something similar to this, has been introduced in the last couple of legislatures. It never got any traction before, but now I want to get a Republican wrote this one. But I want to make sure that it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democratic bill, if it's something that keeps our community safer and gives municipalities the tools and resources we need to do our jobs better, that the entire Milwaukee delegation get on board and support it, regardless of who wrote it.
You know, Peter, I'm glad you mentioned you're on the licensing committee, because I was going to ask, related to all this, when we and you guys on the committee consider new applications for a business that wants to sell tobacco products, or maybe think of like hemp-derived CBD, like we've seen pop up in the city over the last few years, how much weight does all of this uncertainty over the law and how it could change depending on the product weigh in on when you decide whether to approve or deny a license?
Well, the city does not approve a tobacco license that's reserved exclusively for the state. It comes out of our licensing division, but that's an administrative approval. Okay. There is no limit on the number of tobacco retail licenses in the city, and we can't not approve a license that is applied for. For CBD or for THC, up until recently, those were unregulated products. So I wrote and we unanimously passed a THC 21 rule in the city of Milwaukee, which prohibits tobacco or THC sales to anyone under the age of 20 or under the age of 21. That's the first age regulation statewide. The state legislature hasn't considered THC for 7 years either. So there's a lot that the state legislature needs to do that would help Milwaukee. There are some things we can do on our own. We can regulate THC because state law does not address it, or THC asterisk the deltas, the delta 8, delta 10. Because state law doesn't address it, the city can step in and regulate that.
I hope you get this figured out. I hope what you wish for happens. I mean, 95% of smokers start before the age of 21. This is a scourge on our youth. I hope you get this done because it's science-backed. There's no doubt about that. We want to ask you about a couple other things while we have you here, Alderman. FEMA denies flood damage assistance for Milwaukee for infrastructure and for other things that are desperately needed because of the rains that took place late this summer. Why? Do you get a reason why, or did you just get a stamp that, no, you're denied?
All I saw was the release that announced that decision. I don't think that decision's final. There's certainly room for appeal and for additional outreach to the feds. And I know the governor's office is taking a lead on that, but I think that's something that across Wisconsin, every municipality in southeastern Wisconsin was affected by that to some degree, some more than others, certainly. But we have a $20+ million ask just for infrastructure and costs from the city of Milwaukee. That's a big, big impact to our budget.
Yeah, that's a real number.
Does it bother you and your fellows at City Hall that you have to be so reactive to something like this rather than proactive?
I am impressed at how DPW was able to manage that. The flood debris collection getting streets reopened, getting cars towed out of the public right-of-way and out of public streets the very next morning. There was very, very little delay and very little impact. Frankly, I'm surprised from the amount of flooding that I saw in my part of town that the impacts and the devastation wasn't greater.
Let's move on to the latest with the Milwaukee Fire Department and their equipment situation. Because of the committees that you're involved in and that you lead on, you're really taking a lead role in this. You just handed me something which is fascinating, and this is the age of the frontline engines and frontline ladder trucks in operation in our city. There is a frontline ladder truck, not a reserve. This is a regular truck in service that's 21 years old. There are 8 or 10 frontline engines that are 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. The fire chief is sounding the alarm, saying that this is inadequate and it's becoming a safety issue. How bad, how dire is the situation with our frontline firefighting equipment?
What we just saw today, this afternoon, where a ladder truck was responding to an emergency call, passing by the courthouse, lost a tie rod or a wheel or an axle,
yep,
and got stuck on 10th Street right in front of the courthouse. That is only going to happen more often as our fleet gets older and older. We have a very talented crew that maintains fire equipment in the city. They do their job very well, but it's gotten to the point now where things are just so old. There are only so many Band-Aids you have in your toolbox. The chief asked for $30 million worth of equipment in the budget this year, and it's steadily increased over the last couple of years. And the mayor's proposed budget gave $2 million for fire equipment.
It's a big gap.
It's a huge gap. The reality of that gap is dozens of pieces of fire equipment that's past its recommended age. You can say, well, 15 years, you know, we're only a year or two beyond that. But 15 years is the maximum nationwide standard. Our fire trucks in Milwaukee deal with salted roads and potholes, and as a major metropolitan, they have multiple calls for service every single day. These trucks get beat up. They get maintained as far as we can. Right now, we are minus one for ladder trucks in the city. We have a station right downtown, 7th and Wells, that does not have a ladder truck. They're going to reallocate resources, maybe borrow one from a suburban municipality, but we have to be able to invest in equipment. The consequences of not doing that are only going to get worse and worse. Now, we have budget amendments on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have to convince a total of three people on the Finance Committee to support whatever budget amendment we put forward. $14.8 million or $12.8 million more is a huge ask for the budget that already started $100 million in the hole. What's going to happen? We'll see where my colleagues are, but I'm having as many conversations as I can. Because I need three votes on the Finance Committee, I need eight votes on council, and if the mayor vetoes something, we need 10 votes on the council. That's a big ask.
Are you talking to the mayor's office also?
Absolutely.
This is, I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere. This is why it's so difficult, because this is critically important. We can all agree on that. But money that goes to this is money that's not going to somewhere else. How do you balance that?
That's what the whole budget process is about for every priority that we have in the city. Now, $2 million buys one fire engine, not even a fire truck. A fire truck costs $2.3 million. We have 43 pieces of frontline equipment in the city right now, which means on a 15-year lifespan, we should be replacing no less than three each year to keep our eyeballs above water. We're not. We haven't been doing that for a very long time, and the consequences are coming.
And is it safe to say that since this deals with emergency response vehicles, that it probably goes up higher on that priority hierarchy than other matters?
There are a lot of priorities in the city. Don't get me wrong. When I talked to my residents, when I was running for office, and when I talk to them now, public safety has always been the top priority. Basic city services are a must. It's not a want to. I would love to have shiny new fire trucks. No, we need fire trucks that don't break down when they're responding to emergencies. We need fire trucks that a firefighter feels confident getting on top of a 100-foot ladder to in a high rise, right? Right now, we just had annual inspections for ladder trucks. Three of our trucks failed. They'll be repaired if they can, right? And we'll get them back in service. But three of those trucks are out of service because they failed their annual UL inspection.
He is Milwaukee Alderman Peter Burgelis. Great information. Alderman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.